One more, I think, I hope people will become honest and more direct, you know. That will be the, you know, root of the problem.
Can you say that it's so simple to be honest and direct? Why is it so hard to be honest and direct? Why did it take so many years?
Yeah. Why it is so hard is because we are trying to escape from it. Yeah. We should suffer more, maybe. We will not lose in suffering. But if we try to escape from it, you will be caught by it.
Isn't that right? And how did it get started that we try to escape suffering? So because if I have the courage to face it, it works out fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seldom can I do that, you know? Like, how did it get so popular to run away from pain?
You know, we have many, you know, ways of escaping it. Very advanced, and we can now escape from this earth to the moon even. You know, we have many, you know, ways of escaping from it. And we are, you know, we have not much courage, you know, to face or to satisfy with a cup of water, you know. We are trying to put sugar in it and, you know, and to sell something, you know, putting something, you know. And it is not just exactly what I want, you know. Maybe I want a cup of plain water more. But I have to drink it, you know, because we, you know, we try to escape from something, you know, or we rely on something. We want to make ourselves happy, you know, without, you know, making ourselves really happy. But we, because we want to, you know, we want to satisfy or not satisfy. We want to, maybe we want to be fooled by something, you know, to escape actual suffering. If we are honest enough, you may say, I like plain water. But if beautiful girl serve some, you know, sweet like this, you don't say, you know, I like water. Many things, many words is going with things to sell something, to force something on us. So in our everyday life, we find this kind of dishonesty. So we are, if we become very frank and honest, you know, if we try to be honest as much as we can, and if I want to have something something for ourselves, you know, then various problems will be solved. So it is not possible to, you know, to change our way of life, you know, all at once. because our, you know, this kind of effort has been going for many hundreds of years after counter-reformation, maybe, or industrial reformation. This is current of our thought, I think. And we are deeply involved in it. And we like to enjoy it still, you know. Hi. Practicing Zazen, where?
Alone.
And
practicing in a group.
If you know, really want to practice Zazen, naturally, you may need some advice, you know. The practice should be for your own, you know. Must be your own practice. So it is necessary to some advice or instruction is necessary. So after you start, you know, after you know pretty well about your practice, you can do it alone, maybe. If we start to talk about this kind of thing, it is, you know, endless, actually. You can do it alone, but always you should be, you should have close contact with, you know, more matured practice. Because there is no definite, you know, concrete way of practice. No more question? Is that okay? So Dogen Zenji says, you know, two important thing is to practice Zazen and to ask advice from your teacher. These two point is very important for practice.
Question that has come up in talking about Western religious quests versus Eastern religious quests. And one thing that I've heard people say is that Zen is more interested in the individual alone and not so much in the society. And on the other hand, I hear, you know, the Bodhisattvas say, you know, not rest until all sentient beings are
created. Yeah.
What is Zen's concern with society as a whole?
Society as a whole.
You know, or all of the people in the country, or all of the people in the world. only a thing that's so difficult that maybe just the people, it's such an individual thing, or is there some hope all of the world being
all over the world, including stones and trees and everything. Uh-huh. That is our way, not only human beings. That is, so we are not interested in individual practice, so-called it individual practice. We do not acknowledge any self, He may disagree with me. Please come here. Real self, will be found in your surrounding, You will be always completely, absorbed in what you see. If you are not fooling yourself, if you exist here, that is very true. We know that. So we have no individual practice in its usual sense. Our individual practice includes
No one can practice alone.
No individual, no practice just for yourself. To take care of Zendo is practice. To take care of your own kitchen is practice. We understand practice in that way. How you know how to take care of your kitchen is how, you sit. Even though you sit, you have many problems, drowsiness, pain in your legs, and posture, and you have to take care of your breathing, and your posture should not be like this. You should be always straight. There are many things to take care of in your practice. We are not just sitting on cushion, sleeping. We are taking care of everything. Just you take care of your family, your children. That is real practice, So if you know how to take care of your practice, you will know how to take care of your business, in its true sense. Sometimes a businessman doesn't take care of his own business. He takes care of something quite different, duty regards or bank books. That is the problem,
You said that during practice, a student must be careful not to do too little or too much. Example of too little, you said he might fall asleep. But what do you mean by too much? How is it possible to do too much or try too hard?
Too hard. to get up, you know, too early, you know, before other students in bed, you know, to get up early and to sit. That is not good practice. You know, our rules is not so loose, you know. Our rules is, you know, just right. If you try to do, you know, more, you will be exhausted. You cannot, you know, keep your practice for 7 days. Eventually, you will give up. That is the result, you know. So, you know, this much care, you know, is necessary on the part of the teacher or leader. Okay. The great teachers are doing, you know, just enough and not much. Sometimes they wear, you know, gorgeous, you know, okesa and beautiful hat and, you know, long stuff, you know, beautiful sandal and beautiful fisk. You know, you may think that is too much, but actually, maybe too much. Maybe too much, but reason why they do so is people like it. You know. So he may say, you know, even though I wear gorgeous robe, this is just right for the people. For, you know, people, contemporary people, he may say. Maybe before I finish my lecture, let me talk more about Kumazawa Zenji. I rather, you know, angry with him because I was fooled by him for maybe more than 30 years. And I found out that I was fooled by him, you know, some 30 years ago. And, you know, he gave us some Zen story during Sesshin time. We were sitting in cold, cold Zendo for 7 days at Eiheiji in the snow. And we are, you know, very serious practice. Of course, we are so young. One morning, late Kumazawa Zenji, at that time he was kanin of the, he was director of Eiheiji Monastery, came to Zendo and gave us Zen story. As he said, do you understand this story? He said, a sparrow broke, you know, a big stone gate, you know, tree. Ishino tree means, you know, big gate built by, built of stone. As thick as this, maybe. I don't know how big. But a sparrow break it. I don't know how. Maybe by stepping on it. And he said, do you understand? We thought that it's some koan, you know, we must serve during 7 days session. And he started to talk about it in very serious mood. I didn't like, you know, that kind of, you know, story, Zen story, so-called Zen story. I feel as if wherever I read or hear Zen story, I felt as if I was fooled by someone without giving not much reason why it is so, you know. They talk about something funny. So, because I didn't like it, so I remembered it, what he said. I still remembered it. But the other day, you know, when I, you know, think about what he said, you know, when I repeated what he said, Kosuzume ga, ichi no tori wo fumi otta. Kosuzume ga ichi no tori wo fumi otta. What does it mean? Of course, in Japanese, I'm sorry, it is Japanese. Ichi no tori wo fumi otta. Fumi otta means, you know, to step on it and break it is to fumi oru. But another meaning may be fundé ita. A sparrow was stepping on the, you know, stone, fundé ita. Was stepping on the stone, back and forth, you know. Fumi oru. Oru is, one meaning is break. And the other meaning is, it's on it, stepping on it is the other meaning. What he said was, he was, you know, seriously talking about it, as if a sparrow was breaking, has broken the big stone gate. But before he started to talk about, to say something, to explain that koan, he repeated, did you understand? Did you understand? You know, no one could understand that it was a joke. Because we were too serious. No one talked about, you know, his joke or his koan after, you know, that, you know, session time. Because no one could understand what he meant. Or no one could understand that was just a joke. You know, that is another side of the serious, you know, practice. That is, you know, if we could, you know, if someone could, you know that was just joke, you know, we are practicing very good practice. Not too much effort, or not too little. Maybe we are wasting our effort. making some excessive effort, too much effort. So we lost our usual thinking mind. That is how we obtain, our true practice. He was a really great Zen master. That is, how you solve the problem. If every, governor of the United States is like him, not much problem may not arise. Even though someone is very, mad at him, they'll treat him just, just right. Not too strong or not too soft. That is not something which we can attain by a skill or, by repeating things. But if you just know what is real practice, then, you will have you can do things just right. Thank you very much.